I started, I don't know, around 2000, and did an architectural photography as a profession, working with architects, designers, contractors, and things like that. And that was in Atlanta. But when I moved up here, I realized it was not that market in a small town like this. But with the fascination of caves, I simply took the knowledge I had and changed it to photograph caves. And I've just been absolutely fascinated with what, if you'll look close enough and if you look the right way, you'll see things and get things that a lot of people just don't see because they don't spend enough time down in there. It's a lot harder photographing caves because obviously if you're in the cave, there's no light. You've got to furnish all of your light. And so you get a great understanding of how light, where you set the light, and the feeling that you can create with it. But you've also got to have light to see to move around. And so you have to work very slowly down there compared to other types of photography. Because, you know, if I go to one place that I want to photograph, I have to set my equipment down, I have to unpack it, get it all set up, take some pictures. If I move 10 feet, I may have to pack it up again to move it in order to keep it safe and not get wet and muddy. So it takes a long time to do it.
What about your hands?
You have to wear gloves when you're down there, just traveling around, and they get dirty, and so you have to take your gloves off then before you use your equipment. Try not to set things down. I usually carry a towel or something to put down to put the equipment on to keep it clean. But it's dangerous for the equipment. You can lose a camera due to the wet environment and the particulate matter, mainly the mud and all that's there, because it'll attack anything.
You said that a point and shoot won't work in the cave. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, a point-and-shoot camera is one of those small pocket cameras that a lot of the tourists have. They've taken pictures of the attractions they've seen in the areas up on the surface and everything. When they go down in the cave, they don't have enough light, and the flash on those cameras will not give you enough light. And sometimes when they take pictures, they see white spots in front of them and they don't know what it is. Well, what it amounts to is when you've got your light on your camera, the light is bouncing off of matter, you know, whether it be moisture or dust or something that's in front of the camera, and creating those. So when I shoot, I have an off-camera flash, and if you take it off, you don't get those bounce back white dots, and that again is the difference between a professional shot and an amateur shot.